This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Kurt Jacob coming up in just a moment to talk about the Final Four, but right now, Ryan Kelly joins us to talk about the Bataan Death March.
Oh, thanks for letting me jump on, and I appreciate your time today, sir. The Bataan Memorial Death March is an incredible event that we are part of and I participate in every year. It's held at White Sands Missile Range. For our military lovers out there, you'll probably have an idea. White Sands is outside of El Paso, Texas, kind of by that Juarez-Mexican border. And La Cruces is the closest town in New Mexico. It's the largest military base that we have, not largest by population, but largest by square foot, square miles. They actually tested the A-bomb down at White Sands Missile Range many, many years ago. 30 years ago, we started, there was an event started called the Bataan Memorial Death March. And there was 140, give or take, soldiers that wanted to show respect to all the brave men and women who sacrificed so much in the Philippines during World War II. And they put together a 26.2-mile rucksack march. And you go heavy. That means you put 35 pounds or more in your sack, in your rucksack. And you march 26 miles through the desert sand. It's brutal. This will be my fourth year attending the event. Two of the years I've been injured. I've got a double tear hernia one year, and I bulged a disc out of my lower vertebrae one year. So it's not easy. It's hard. If you can imagine just walking on the beach with shoes on, how difficult that can be. Now imagine that in boots and gear and having 45 to 50 pounds in your backpack marching 26 miles through that sand. It's brutal. But it in no way even compares to the sacrifices and what those men went through in the Bataan Islands and the Philippine Islands. And that's why we do it. A lot of good content. We're producing a lot of content. We've been training very hard for this event. We're leaving this week to get down to White Sands Missile Range. And to keep up with all that content that we are putting out, just make sure you're following Hero.Loan, Hero.Loan on our website or all of our social channels. Really cool stuff that we'll be producing. I'll leave it with this. If you're VA eligible, there's not a better loan out there. There's not a better company to work with than us. We will take care of you from start to finish, and I will pay for your appraisal. That's my special way to say thank you. Rates are really low. Apply online today. Get some options. It doesn't cost a thing. The website's hero.loan, the only way to VA. Thanks, Frank. We'll talk to you soon.
Great stuff. We appreciate it. All right, let's switch topics. On Saturday at the Highland Performance Arena in Lindenwood, Francis Howe enjoyed their finest moment ever on a basketball floor. They beat McClure North 76-69 in the quarterfinals. They're going to their first ever Final Four. Joining us now is the head basketball coach, Kurt Jacob. Kurt, welcome to the program. Put it into words what it felt like on Saturday for you.
You know what, guys? It was really, really special. And what made it so cool was just seeing how happy and my kids were, you know, just see how happy they were and how they celebrated, and they did it together, and they had set goals and they achieved them, and just to sit back and just watch those guys really enjoy the moment, and that was the best part of the whole day.
When did you know, and you guys have had a great run, you're 28-2, when did you know, hey, this is a team, we could be knocking on the door for a state title?
Well, that's a good question. We knew we were going to be, you know, pretty solid this year. I've got four kids that start for me that have been, you know, they're 3-year varsity starters. You know, Dalton and Schulte and Simmons and Shark are all 3-year varsity starters. And so we knew coming into the year, if we could stay healthy and we could better and improve and stay focused and all that stuff, you know, we could make a pretty good run. But, you know, I think as we entered the state tournament and our kids were healthy and our kids were focused and they had set goals and they were pretty focused in practice, and you could just tell the way they carried themselves that, hey, we've got a chance here. If we can just really go out and do what we're capable of, we've got a chance to make a little run. And these guys are special, I'm telling you.
Tell me a little bit about Daylen Dalton, because when I watch him, I think he's about as fast a player as I've ever seen. And then the fact that when teams press you, it really doesn't matter because he's going to beat the press. You guys are almost unpressable.
Yeah, ordinarily there's usually not anybody quicker than he is on the court, that's for sure. And, you know, I've been watching him and working with him now for the last 4 years, so I'm not saying I take it for granted, but we put a huge load on him. We put a lot of responsibility on Dalen to handle pressure and run the offense and be a leader. But he welcomes it. You know, he likes it. He likes being the guy that is going to handle it and run the show. So it's a really we're very spoiled in that sense. That you're right. He's a one man little pressure, you know, press breaker, and he has some help now too. He has several other guys, Schulte and Simmons, and some guys that handle it as well. But with him, he's a special little dude, that's for sure.
Coach, break it down for us now. State semifinal on Friday in Springfield, Class 5 boys. It's CBC on the other side. Caleb Love, we've seen video of him. We've seen him in action. Tell us the breakdown of this game.
Well, obviously, they're really, really good. I think all four teams that are left at Springfield are really good. So, you know, CBC, very athletic. I'm sure you guys have seen them play throughout the year. They're extremely quick, and they have, you know, talented players. They shoot the heck out of the ball. So, it's going to be a heck of a challenge. They're really good in transition, so we know we're going to have to get back in transition. We're going to have to rebound the basketball because they're special athletes, and they work really, really hard, and they like to play up tempo. So it's, you know, it's not unlike the McClure North game, preparing for those guys, because those guys are really good as well. CBC just happens to have a guard, you know, that could be a pro here in the next few years. He's really, really good. So we kind of know what we're up against, and we'll show up. We'll be there. We'll be ready. So we're looking forward to getting to practice the next couple of days and getting down there on Thursday, and we welcome the challenge. Our kids welcome challenges like this. So we know CBC is the real deal, but we look forward to it.
Kurt, what I like about your club is that you have like a diversity of athletes. We're in this era now where you have to have a ball in your hands 12 months a year. You have to be playing, you know, three games a day in July, you know, this AAU stuff. But your guys, some of them, play other sports, including maybe your best player on the floor on Saturday in Patrick Schulte. This guy's one of the best goalies in America, correct?
Yeah, he is. He's a special athlete. He'll be at SLU next year playing goalie for their soccer team. And he happens to be a really, really good basketball player as well. And same with Matt Sharp. He's a heck of a baseball player. He happens to be a heck of a basketball player too. And Matthew Simmons will play football next year at Washburn. And we already know about Dalen, you know, and Sam Thompson's our 6'9 sophomore who starts for us and who's up and coming. And we have a couple of sophomores who bring off the bench that, you know, one's a baseball player, Sam Maddox, and he happens to be a good basketball player, and so is Preston Fortner. I tell people this. We talked about this at the GAC all-conference meeting, you know, and I told our coaches, my fellow coaches in there, that, hey, it's nothing magical we're doing on the sidelines here at Howell. You know, I've got good players. We have really good players, and I think people are surprised by it, especially as we got into the state tournament, about our results maybe, or how, you know, the margin of victory and whatnot. And I just tell people, hey, you know, we've got really good guys that work well together. You know, we share it. We also believe in playing defense, and that's a big key. You know, that's an emphasis we have at Francis Howell ever since we've got there, and our kids buy into that, and they like the challenge of playing defense, and they work hard in practice. You know, 1 through 13, we work hard. So we get in games like sometimes against these good athletes, and they're fantastic athletes we play against. You know, our kids are ready because we just compete so hard in our practice times.
Francis Howell, boys basketball coach, Kurt Jacob with us, 28-2. They've got the Class 5 semis on Friday against CBC. More importantly, former roommate, I believe, for 3 years with Frank. The stories you could tell. But I've also want to know, Frank has always said, if it weren't for all the free food he got, he probably wouldn't have gotten into broadcasting and would love to have been a coach. What kind of coach would Frank Cusumano have been?
Actually, we roomed together for 1 year, but it kind of seemed like three.
At least two, wasn't it?
Frank, you know what, he'd be a heck of a coach, actually. He's really intense. And Frank's one of those kind of guys that would do anything to win. You know, Frank would be good. Frank would be good in a private school. He'd go out and get all kind of players.
Oh, hold on!
Like every one of those kids is in the Francis House.
Hey, wait a minute! This is a cadet on this end of the line.
And I was going to give him a compliment, by the way, too, because I don't know. I mean, you've always been relatively low key, but your on court demeanor is the best I've ever seen in high school. In fact, after that game at Maryville, I'm in the hospitality room in shocking news with the referees. I said, does Jake ever say anything? He said, no, he's the best. You don't get on anybody, do you?
I do it pretty quietly. You know, they can't, you know, there's some guys that will probably disagree with that, but I do it pretty quietly. Most of the time, if I'm going to get fired up, it's going to be in practices. You know, you can ask my players about that. But during games, it's, we try to keep it pretty positive. You know, kids have enough to think about during games. So we try to keep it pretty positive and upbeat and so forth. But, yeah, it's, you know, my kids are going to do, my kids are pretty, they're pretty self-sufficient. They know what they're doing out there. I have a lot of faith in them, and so they're gonna take care of business. They don't need me jumping down their butts all the time.
Now, did I remember correctly? I got the Frank living arrangement wrong, but didn't Joel Goldberg, my old Fox 2 buddy, wasn't he a Kurt Jacob guy? Did you guys used to hang out back in the day?
Yeah, you know what, Joel? I wonder how he's doing. He's in Kansas City still, I imagine.
Yes.
He's a great guy. Yeah, we did back in 2003 when my last year at McClure, we made a pretty good run that year too, and Joel jumped on board, and he used to hang out with us after games during that state tournament run. He was always kind of surprised. He goes, hey, you guys hit it pretty hard.
So shocking journalistic integrity there. Joel's like, oh, I really love this team. What do you guys do? Well, we go out after the games.
We kept him fed and had a few cocktails, and he liked it. So he's a really good guy. I kind of miss Joel.
Jake showed up at UMSL in a flashy yellow Firebird with the license plate Jake 33. He was kind of a hit on campus with the young ladies right off the bat. So.
Yeah, that's a good memory, Frank. We had some really good times, that's for sure. I, you know, remember the time we did the film in the gym and we couldn't stop laughing? Oh my Lord,
that was the hardest thing I've ever laughed in my life. We were taping some kind of basketball instructional film with our head coach. It was either Bartow or McFessel. We had all these directors and producers, and we were just screwing up so bad and laughing. The coach is screaming at us, and we didn't care. Oh, it's the best.
I imagine Bob McCormick said, hey, I'll show everybody how to shoot. Just point that camera at me.
Yeah, Bobby didn't do any defensive drills, that's for sure.
You know, at night, there's three of us, and Jake would be in one room studying, I'd be in the other room studying, and Bob would be outside watching Dynasty and ironing your shirts.
That hasn't changed.
That's a true story, by the way.
Jake, good luck. I tell you what, I am definitely pulling for you this week. I know Martin is not, but I am.
No, I'm a journalist first and foremost, although that shot at the private schools, that really stung.
Oh, that's all good fun. I appreciate it, guys. You know, this group is really, really a special group of kids. They really are. They're easy to root for. They're easy to work with in practice. They're really tight. You know, we have a really close-knit. It's like a family. It's kind of cliche, I know, but it's like a family. Our coaches and players are really tight, and it's been a really fun run. We're looking forward to the weekend. We know it's going to be tough, but we're looking forward to it.
Good stuff, Jake. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right. Kurt Jacob joining us, Hollywood Casino Press Box. Actually, I'm not rooting for anybody. CBC is a fine program and everything. So.
He did take a shot there off. It was pretty specific there. Frank's former roommate. Just remember that over at CBC. You may want to close practice this week. Maybe it's not a good week to let the Channel 5 cameras come in there.
I'll send a mod over there. So that's fine. All right.
How about the Joel Goldberg memory? I was like, I didn't know why, but I knew he hung out with Kurt Jacob, and I couldn't remember when and why. So it was a state run for McClure, and it sounded like they got after pretty good after games.
Let's see. He averaged never mind. I don't want to read that. Okay, let's see. Brian, what else business-wise?
We're giving them a shot to Maryville University.
Oh, yes. Our good friends at Maryville. In fact, what Maryville ought to do is go out to CBC or go out to Francis Howe and get some of this outstanding talent, get some of those student-athletes. Mark Stricker, CBC grad, doing a fine job recruiting. Go to maryville.edu for more information. Boy, their athletic department under Lonnie Folks is doing quite well. Soccer, baseball, basketball, they do it all out at Maryville. All right, what do you have coming up in the coveted hour?
We actually have a little surprise for Chuck, and then we've got Tuesdays with Kenny. Kenny Wallace coming up at 12:30. We got some hot takes that we've been saving. Even in the 11 o'clock hour, I had a bunch of hot takes. Held off. Saved them for the later innings. Chuck will join us next on 590 The Fan.